Welcome to the 3 million years audio boo. This week's audio boo is going to be about Batman 66 issue 1, which is available from Comixology in the DC Comics app, online on your iPhone, iPad or Android device, and Kindle as well. This is a new series as part of DC's digital push. It's back to the 60s style of the TV show, and they're saying it's for the first time, but obviously we've seen hints of this in Warren Ellis's Planetary. It's got the cover, as you would, by Michael Red, which again is in the style of the old Batman logo, with the art throughout by Jonathan Case, and it's written by Jeff Parker. But a special mention for Jonathan Case as well, because he also did the colouring, and that makes a difference with this comic as well. So it's a very good read. This first issue is part of a series called The Riddler's Ruse, and this starts off with Mirth from Above. Again, the cheesy style of 60s TV show storytelling here, with the name of the episode mixes in very well. The art is very good. They look like Adam West and the characters who play the Commissioner and the Police Chief O'Hara. It starts off with an award ceremony again, which is very good, and it adds in some of the excellent text that you get in this series as well. There's a part where the Riddler's plane attacks this award ceremony that's happening in the comic, and Bruce Wayne points at the plane and says, "That pilot is flying below the Federal Aviation Administration's regulated altitude," something you'd never get in a comic these days, but you definitely got all the time within the series back in the 60s, and which I grew up watching on Sunday mornings as well, which was later than the 60s. So, and then the police chief also says that he's littering too. So, you know, there's some excellent points in this as well. Then you get the classic Riddler riddles thrown in there as well. And again, the dialogue in this is just absolutely spot on. There's about 95 swipes of panels through this. Obviously, a lot of them are the same, and it's just a change in text. But they also add the additional parts in, maybe a change in the frame of focus, or even changing the colours to it, which add to a nice touch to as you're scrolling through, and adds in some of the action as well. There's also the additional parts of where there's a chase scene with a Batmobile and a plane. It adds in a bit of the movement towards it and chucks in some of the things like the big clang or the vroom from the Batmobile as well as a big text like you'd get off the TV show. There hasn't been a fist fight yet, so there's no whack or kapow coming in yet. I was slightly concerned that it was going to go a bit darker towards the end. Maybe the Batman was going to turn around and break his neck like in the parody of the Dark Knight from Frank Miller and everything like that, but it didn't go that way, and there's still shouts of "you dastardly fiend" and things like that. So it was very good, and it's as I say, it's a good read. You're still getting a full amount of a comic out of this one, so it's well worth the read. It's 69p. It's going to be a weekly series, so if you pick up the first one, if you like it, great. If you don't like it, then you haven't really missed out on much. But I think this is going to be something to keep me going in between some of the other series like Arrow, which has been now on hiatus between now and the new TV series. It's got more of an infinite canvas feel to it as well, rather than Arrow, which was done by panel and written so that it could be converted into print. I've heard that they're thinking of turning this into print as well. I don't know how workable that's going to be with the style of the panel swipes and everything like that, but you never know, it may work. Anyway, that's it from me. Keep up on the news in 3 million years and join our Facebook page as well, and you can also follow me on Twitter. Just go to 3millionyears.co.uk and you'll get all your contact details there. Thanks again, and speak to you soon.